Welcome to Invite Radio. You're about to receive responsible, life-changing information on health and nutrition. You'll hear from Invite professionals who are leaders in targeted and anti-aging nutrition. Get ready for tomorrow's nutritional science today, right here, right now.
Yes, indeedy. Welcome to another edition of Invite Health Radio. My name is Jerry Hickey. I'm a pharmacist, I'm a nutritionist, and I'm the chief scientific officer over here at Invite Health. When it comes to nutrition, we're making life better for a lot of people. I'm thrilled. I'm an Irish guy. I don't get along with the heat, and it's cooler. It's cooler. Hopefully, we broke that horrible heat wave we had all summer. In any event, I do better when the temperature is between like 50 and 70. It's actually getting too hot for me, like when it's 75 or 80, believe it or not. I probably should be living in some northern Alaska. In any event, we're opening a new store in the Palisades Center Mall in West Nyack. And we're scheduled for our grand opening this weekend. The problem is, it's all dependent on the mall inspector. The inspector has to come and give us the okay, and the inspector hasn't shown up yet. So I'm a little on edge, like, are we having the grand opening? Are we not? It's not dependent on us. It's dependent on the inspector, the safety inspector and fire inspector and all that jazz, you know. They come in and look at everything. And everything is beautiful. The store's beautiful. I mean, you're going to love it. So in any event, we are scheduled for the grand opening in our Palisades Center Mall in West Nyack. It's a franchise. We're just waiting for the inspector. And then we're there. Okay, now. Great stuff on special today. Our ubiquinol is in. Ubiquinol is a massively important nutritional supplement. Basically, every aging person needs to have this. They really need to have it. I'm 64. I've been taking it now for about 3 or 4 years. I do it. For me, it's crucial. My father, who was a great guy, jolly guy, people loved him, really friendly guy, he died of a massive heart attack at the age of 60. That was in 1964. So we don't know what caused his heart attack. They didn't have the data back then on cholesterol and inflammation in the heart and all these other things that they know about today. So we don't know why my father had a heart attack. So I'm kind of looking at all the necessities for keeping the heart healthy. When the heart's healthy, in general, the brain is healthy and kidneys are healthy. And the eyes are healthy. And there's truth to that in other ways too, because things that are healthy for the heart are healthy for the brain and the eyes and the pancreas and the kidneys and the liver. So, you know, they're all connected. And, you know, I've had times where people have been in serious life-threatening surgical conditions and the doctor would come out and they'd say, you know what, it's really 50-50, but he has a strong heart, so we expect him to pull true. Through. My Irish came out. We expect them to pull through. Well, that's the deal. You keep your heart young, and your heart will do you a favor and keep you young and energetic and vital. The results of an amazing trial came out recently. It's actually 12 years after the original study. And having taken ubiquinol over a five-year period, it's 12 years later, is still keeping people alive. It's still cutting down the number of people who have a heart attack or a stroke, okay? They had a study that ended 12 years ago. Over a five-year period, people were taken in Northern Europe, a large group of older people, older, okay, that was key, because it's the older people where the heart gets weak, just like all your muscles get weak. Your heart gets weak. It's your most important muscle. And then that leads to frailty and heart attacks and strokes and things like that contributes to dementia. So older people, I mean, the youngest person in that study was 70. And the oldest person was 88. And it was almost 500 older people. So we would call that a very well-powered study. There was plenty of people, and it was for a long time. And when it was in the International Journal of Cardiology, it was a bunch of academic research institutions up in Northern Europe, like in Sweden. And when they gave them the ubiquinol, it was keeping them alive. An absolute, a real significant clinically important reduction in cardiovascular mortality. In other words, dying from a stroke, dying from a heart attack, dying from sudden cardiac death, dying from an arrhythmia, dying from a blood clot, dying from heart failure, all banged down. The ubiquinol was stepping on dying and pushing it down. It's as simple as that. And when they did the nuclear stress tests and the echocardiographic studies, they saw the heart was younger. I mean, we're talking people at the end of the study that were in their mid-70s to early 90s. Their heart was younger. Their heart was under less stress. When they did the blood tests, all the indications were the heart was fit. The heart was decades younger. They look at things in the blood like NT-proBNP. NT-proBNP will signify the age of the heart. NT-proBNP dropped it out of a much younger person. And they looked at HSCRP. HSCRP indicates inflammation in the heart. That was all the way down. And studies show that. Studies in the United States and Germany and throughout Europe and Japan indicate that when you go on ubiquinol, the heart becomes younger and the heart becomes more powerful and the heart is less inflamed. All the things that make you survive. So now this is 12 full years after the study ended, and it's still preventing strokes and heart attacks and deaths in these people, the same people. They haven't taken the ubiquinol now for 12 years. There was still a 41% reduced risk of dying from something related to the heart in these people from that original study. I mean, that's unbelievable. Now, the number one supplement for your heart is ubiquinol. A lot of things make the heart old. So what makes the heart old? Pre-diabetes and diabetes age the heart like crazy. Smoking, abusing alcohol, a terrible diet, not exercising, high blood pressure. All those things wear out the heart and make it old. But don't give up the fight because you can reverse that. If you start eating better, substitute broccoli for cheese doodles. Get outside after each meal and walk for 10 minutes. That'll improve your blood pressure, your mood, your cholesterol. It'll help deal with stress. It's good for your knee. It's good for your back. I mean, it's good for everything. Go outside and walk for 10 minutes after each meal. Eat better food and take your ubiquinol and you will reverse the aging on your heart. It's not too late. If you're still breathing, your heart's still ticking, and if you start taking ubiquinol and you start eating your green leafy vegetables and you start taking walks, you're going to reverse aging of your heart. And the more you adhere to like a Mediterranean style of diet, you know, with fish and fresh fruits and fresh vegetables and whole grains and seeds and nuts and legumes, you know, like beans, the younger your heart's going to be. The more you walk, the younger your heart's going to be. And when you take your ubiquinol, the younger your heart's going to be. It's all clearly spelled out. I mean, here's a study on people who had massive heart attacks. Here's a study on people who had massive heart attacks. How do I know this? Because their heart was damaged. Part of their heart was dead. We call that necrotic tissue, dead cells. It's 420 people in Europe and Asia. Part of the team was University of Maryland Medical School and Medical Center. And they followed 420 heart attack survivors for 2 years. Now, what happened, their heart had remodeled. That's not good. Part of the heart died. The heart has to pump blood 80 times per minute, a million times every 10 days. So to make up for the part of the heart that's dead, the rest of the heart enlarged. And the strategy as well, if the heart enlarges, we can pump better. It's a failed strategy. And what happens, the heart stiffens and it can't pump enough blood for the body's needs. And the body's under terrible stress. And it's a big risk for a stroke, a heart attack, atrial fibrillation, and sudden cardiac death. It's called heart failure. So these people, they had a heart attack, part of the heart died, and then the heart enlarged and stiffened, and now it can't even pump well, okay? They put them on the best medicine, drugs like aldosterone-blocking drugs, like triamterene and spironolactone, drugs like ACE inhibitors, like lisinopril, drugs like ARBs, like Benicar, and drugs like beta blockers, like metoprolol, atenolol. Those four groups of drugs keep people with heart failure alive. Half of the people, they added ubiquinol, and the other half, they added placebo over a two-year period. Guess what happened? It kept them alive. Adding ubiquinol to the best medicine for people who survived a heart attack further improved their chances of living by 50%. It was reducing the number of people who died from heart-related things by 50%, reducing the incidence of additional heart attacks by 40%, and keeping the people out of the hospital. So there's real value to this stuff. So here's a study for you and me. I never had a heart attack. I don't want one. This is the Journal of Nutrition, Health, and Aging. It's a bunch of academic research institutions, hospitals, medical centers, medical schools up in Northern Europe. And it's a four-year study, 48-month, double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized human clinical trial. And they gave older people ubiquinol, and it improved their health. It improved their health. It was keeping them out of the hospital. I'll read you what they said. Those with active substance, that's the ubiquinol, declined significantly less in the health-related quality of life, domains of physical role performance. Okay, let me translate. In other words, when they gave elderly people ubiquinol, it kept them strong and active. That's what it means, health-related quality of life. They had greater vitality. Physically, they were more with it. Their overall quality of life was better, like they still had the energy to go out to dinner, to take a walk, to walk the dog. Somatic dimension. Okay. Somatic dimension means their body was stronger. Cognitive dimension. Okay, cognitive dimension. That's the willingness to live. They had a greater joie de vivre, a greater love of life. Oh, man, why did they use these terms? Global function. They were more physically active. So giving older people, according to a study in the journal Nutrition, Health, and Aging, giving a group of older people ubiquinol kept them out of the hospital. They had a better quality of life. They were physically stronger. They were more active. They were enjoying their life. They loved their life more. They had a greater joie de vivre, love of life. This stuff is real. And the benefits of ubiquinol are real. It even translates to people with diabetes. It's not just aging people that need ubiquinol. Diabetics need ubiquinol. Because diabetics cannot convert coenzyme Q10 to ubiquinol. So let me give you a little tutorial there, because I never explained to you, there's always new listeners, I never explained to you exactly what ubiquinol is. I expect you to know that, and that's not fair. I do this for a living. You don't. You probably don't. Ubiquinol is the active version of coenzyme Q10. Coenzyme Q10 is a very well-known nutritional supplement with a great deal of respect. Leading cardiologists and neurologists throughout the world commonly recommend it to their patients. It allows you to use oxygen for energy. It works deep inside each cell. So if you have 50 trillion cells, okay, you have 50 trillion cells. You have cells in your eyeball, cells in your brain, cells in your heart, cells in your muscles, cells everywhere. The ubiquinol gets inside them, and it allows them to create energy so they could do what they're supposed to do. So heart cells can beat, and brain cells can think, and eyeball cells can see, and liver cells can control your cholesterol and your blood sugar and filter toxins out of your blood, and the kidneys can get rid of ammonia and excess fluid and all that and excess salt. I mean, ubiquinol keeps everything working. We'll be right back. We'll talk about this a little bit more in detail. Jerry Hickey, Invite Health. We'll be right back. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back to the program. Pharmacist, nutritionist Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. You know, we opened up our 14th store. It's a franchise. It's a franchise down in the west coast of Florida. We already had a store in the east coast of Florida that's doing a bang-up job. It's in Boca Raton. The person who runs the nutrition department is Amanda Williams, a medical school graduate. I mean, that's the quality people we have working at Invite. And you'll love Amanda. She really knows her nutrition. And now we have a second store in Florida, and I hope a lot more. I love Florida. It's a little too hot for me, but I love to go there. I really do. In the Westfield Brandon Mall. Brandon is just a little bit east of Tampa, so it's not far from St. Petersburg and Clearwater and all those places. In fact, I had a lovely couple in here yesterday getting my advice, and they said, oh, thank you, you open a mall right near us, we're in Clearwater, we'll be there. They said previously they were driving over to Boca. In any event, we have our 14th store is in the Westfield Brandon Mall. It's right near Dick's Sporting Goods, so it's in the same part of the mall as the Apple store. And you go there and you meet Michael Joseph. He's a PhD in nutrition, so these are quality people we have. Let me give you the phone number in the Westfield Brandon Mall if you're going to be in the west coast of Florida. 866-556-2593. 866-556-2593. I mean, if you're interested in looking into a franchise, let me know. Send me an email. These franchises, compared to many others, are extremely affordable. It's a great way to make a living. I mean, people will love you. I always recommend you put a couple of chairs and a table somewhere and brew some green tea once in a while, and people come in and they'll sit with you, and you can make recommendations and get advice, you know, give them advice, etc. If you're going to open a store. And they'll like you. They're gonna come back. You'll see. They'll become friends. We have that kind of magnetism at Invite, where we're a friendly place. The stores are friendly. They're beautiful. They're easy to navigate. They're very modern looking. They're very chic. Very chic. It's really more of a boutique, honestly. It's a health boutique. Because we also have the genetic testing. We also have the health gadgets like Fitbits and defibrillators and blood pressure monitors, etc. I mean, you know, so if you're interested in a franchise, send me an email, jhickey@invitehealth.com. It's the same email address if you want to ask me questions about your health, jhickey@invitehealth.com. So we opened the 14th store in Brandon, Florida, near Tampa, 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, something like that. Now we're due to open a store in over this weekend in up in West Nyack. But we're waiting for the inspector. So we're supposed to have the grand opening special. It's in the Palisades Center Mall in West Nyack, New York, an Invite Health location. And we're just, you know, we're waiting for the inspector. Okay, let's get back to ubiquinol. Ubiquinol is the active version of coenzyme Q10. Oh, by the way, let me just give my email address again. I apologize. I'm jumping all over the place. jhickey@invitehealth.com. If you want to ask me a question or you want to inquire about a franchise, send me an email. Just say, hey, I'd like to find out about the franchise. And I'll put you in touch with our franchise people. They're very nice people, very honorable. jhickey@invitehealth.com. Now, ubiquinol is the active version of coenzyme Q10. And what it does, it allows you to use oxygen for energy. It gets deep into every cell. And that's important because it cleans the free radicals out of the cell. It does housekeeping. Okay, it's penetrating right into the cell, right into the deepest pockets, which are the energy-producing little vacuoles. these little power plants called mitochondria. And that, of course, tremendously offsets aging. A great deal of aging takes place in these little power plants. So the ubiquinol helps reverse that, or slow it down, or even help prevent it to a degree. On the other hand, it's allowing you to use energy, oxygen for energy, and all of a sudden you're pumping better. So there's many studies showing that when you give an athlete ubiquinol, they perform at a higher level. And these are elite athletes. I mean, we're talking about the German Olympic team. We're talking about people that race bicycles and mountain marathons. We're talking about, you know, all kinds of things like this. Ubiquinol for older people improves their energy and their endurance. It'll give you plenty of energy to get outside and be more active and enjoy your life and get fit. Keep your heart healthy. Keep your kidneys and everything else healthy. Burn some fat. Feel good about yourself. The ubiquinol keeps your heart young. Normally, coenzyme Q10 is converted to ubiquinol, but as you grow older, by the time you hit your 40th birthday, it starts to slow down a little bit. Now, between the age of 40 and 50, it doesn't matter that much. You might have lost 10% of your ability to convert CoQ10 to ubiquinol. But by the time you're 50, it slows down at a quicker rate. So by the time you're 60, you've lost at least 30% of your ability to convert CoQ10 to ubiquinol. And by the time you're 70, you've lost 50% of your ability. And that's really important because it's very important for brain energy and heart energy and muscle energy and the energy in your pancreas to control your sugar and the energy in your liver to control your cholesterol. And I mean, it's just a really important supplement. Diabetics of any age cannot convert CoQ10 to ubiquinol. So all diabetics and people like in their 50s should switch from CoQ10 to ubiquinol. Let me read you some of the letters. Using your ubiquinol, I've noticed a pronounced enhancement to my concentration, my energy level, and my overall well-being. It's Trevor in Houston. We have a lot of people in Houston. And he goes on to say, I'm able to get more work done and still have energy left over for my family. Here's Virginia in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I am 54. I feel like I'm in my early 40s. I truly believe this is due to my taking your ubiquinol. Here's Mary in California. We've got a huge clientele in California. Your ubiquinol really has helped me to function better, both mentally and physically. I mean, these are nice letters. I'm not reading the whole thing because they, you know, they ask me questions and all. Here's Lee, and I didn't put down the town or the city. It is remarkable to use such a powerful energy-boosting substance that is not a drug and has no side effects. My walks on the beach have become twice as long after I started taking your supplement. Your supplement, okay? Here's Edith in Whitestone. My energy rate for exercise has substantially increased. My doctor specifically recommends Envite products. She's been on her ubiquinol for 2 years. Here's Derek in Rosedale, Queens. After using your ubiquinol for less than 1 week, my gums stopped bleeding. It's true. Ubiquinol is very good for gum health. When I ran out, I switched to a cheaper brand, and my gums started to bleed again. When I switched back to the Envite ubiquinol, my gums again stopped bleeding. I mean, this is real. Here, Joseph in Westbury. Oh, my neighbor. Ubiquinol is the number one energy booster. Your products absolutely work. Ubiquinol rocks. Well, I'm glad. I mean, I don't know his age, but, you know. Here's a, well, I'm not going to read that one. It's like 5 pages long. I got a whole bunch more. I think that's enough. Ubiquinol really works. We have a 60 milligram and 120 milligram. It's the Kanika. Kanika is a Japanese firm. They make ubiquinol down in Texas. And then we use technology from Texas Tech Health Science Center, where they melt ubiquinol down to millions of tiny particles that are water soluble. It improves its absorption dramatically. Now, let me just tell you something. Ubiquinol is generally normally absorbed 10 times better than coenzyme Q10. The cells that line your intestines, they're called Kakko2 cells, have a greater preference for ubiquinol over CoQ10. But once you do the technology, the patented technology from Texas Tech Health Science Center, their pharmacy school, their pharmacologists, and you make it nano-sized and water-soluble, the absorption rate is like 20 times better than CoQ10. They take D-limonene out of oranges. So this has a pleasant orange flavor, by the way. And it breaks the ubiquinol down. It emulsifies it. You absorb it much better. But we went a step further. And we tested this technology up at Cornell. The Center for Advanced Technology and Biotechnology up at Cornell in Ithaca, New York. We went to Capsugel in Greenville, South Carolina, which I heard is a beautiful place. And they have this technology that further enhances the absorption of ubiquinol. So you're absorbing our ubiquinol 25 times better than CoQ10. Not to mention that it's already active. So if you're over 40, you're losing the ability to activate CoQ10. It's not going to energize your heart as much. It starts to make a difference in your 50s. In your 40s, not much. In your 50s, definitely. Every diabetic needs ubiquinol. Every diabetic. They've shown that it helps protect their nerves, their eyes, their brain, their heart. I mean, it's just their pancreas. It's just important. So ubiquinol is on special. I don't leave the house without grabbing the ubiquinol. It is my my number one go-to supplement. Now, what else is critically important for most Americans? A multivitamin. There's powerful evidence that multivitamins make a difference. There's many studies that multivitamins fill in the holes in your diet. Okay? Let me read you this report. Most dietitians take dietary supplements. Okay? 97% of dietitians recommend supplements to their clients. 96% of dietitians, registered dietitians, are using supplements, and their number one supplement is a multivitamin. And why do they do this? Because for more than half believe that multivitamins are good for your overall health and wellness. So there's general benefits for people. But they also feel they fill in the nutrient gaps in even the best diets. They promote bone health. So overall health and wellness and energy, bone health, filling in the gaps in your diet. These are dietitians, the people most educated, most highly educated in food. And they believe you need a multivitamin. Now, the Linus Pauling Institute, I write them a check every year because they do great research on nutrition. They're very honest. They're very honorable. But when you go to their website on nutrition, it's Oregon State University, the Linus Pauling Institute. You could bring up a supplement like vitamin B1 or vitamin B6 or the mineral magnesium, and they give you in-depth, detailed information, and they back it up with the research. It's a great website. I don't think there's a better website for the general population. They don't cover every supplement, but the ones they cover is very in-depth. Another place where you could go for research, believe it or not, is Sloan Kettering. Sloan Kettering, in part of their website, has about herbs, and they do a good job. They do a good job. Those are probably the two best websites for the general public to look at nutrition. The Linus Pauling Institute and Sloan Kettering about herbs. The University of Maryland is good. Their website, the University of Maryland Medical Center, Medical School, that's a good website. Okay, if you want to find out, hey, where do I look these things up? You're not going to get the level of information I give you because I'm updating my information every day, every morning. They can't do that. They have to have the IT people go in there and type it in and scan it and everything. So you're probably going to get information a lot sooner from me than you will from them. But here's the Linus Pauling Institute. Linus Pauling, I spoke to Linus Pauling several times. Linus Pauling had two Nobel Prizes. One had to do with genetics and DNA, and the other one had to do with peace. He had a Nobel Prize for peace. Here's what they write. Vitamins and minerals are needed by the body to maintain normal cell function, to maintain normal metabolism, and for cell growth and healing. If we don't get enough of these essential nutrients, normal functioning of the body is impaired and your health declines. Current evidence from the NANES survey shows that the large majority of the United States population falls short of getting the recommended levels of many vitamins and minerals from their diets. For instance, only 2% of Americans get enough potassium. Only 30% of Americans get enough magnesium. Only 40% of Americans get enough vitamin C. I mean, it's tragic. Okay, we'll be right back. You can find help. We're going to talk about multivitamins when we come back. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back to the program. So ubiquinol is on special today, and so are our multivitamins, the Invite for men and the Invite for women. I really think most Americans will benefit from taking a multivitamin. I really do. They've done studies in healthy people in their 30s and 40s who exercise and eat a good diet, and giving them a multivitamin further enriched their brain function. Their brain had more energy. And that makes sense. There's eight B vitamins, and even the best diet, you don't get sufficient quantities of each B vitamin. And without having enough of each B vitamin for that particular day, your brain will not work to optimal levels. And it's safe to take a multi. I mean, it's very safe. And the multis become more important the more physically active you are. So if you're playing tennis, you're using up a lot of vitamin, it's important to take a multi. If you're running, if you're lifting weights, but also as you grow older, it becomes important because older people taking a multivitamin helps protect them from cancer, eye disease, a diminution in brain function, and heart attacks. And also, other people that really can benefit from a multivitamin are people with diabetes. I mean, it's incredibly important for them because they have a breakdown in metabolism. Diabetes is not just a disease of sugar. It's your entire metabolism is broken. So your cholesterol's high, your good cholesterol's low, your heart's inflamed, your triglycerides are high, you can't make energy, you can't use vitamin B1 properly, you can't use vitamin B3 properly, you can't use vitamin C properly, you're losing magnesium in your urine. A lot of things are going wrong with diabetics. Taking a simple, good quality multi, make sure it's good quality, make sure it's a good company. Yes, I prefer you deal with me. I like to pay my bills. But get a good quality multi, it's really important. So here, vitamins have a larger role in halting brain decline. Now, this is a review of human clinical trials. It's in the Journal Nutrition Bulletin. It's the University of Ulster in Northern Ireland. And they said an estimated 47 million people are living with dementia right now. And within the next 18 years, this figure is likely to double. So within 18 years from now, so by 2036, they're estimating almost 100 million people will have dementia. Scary. I don't know if that's true because we're learning how to prevent it, like control your blood sugar, control your cholesterol, get some exercise, eat your green leafy vegetables, take your multivitamin, eat your fish. All these things help slow it down and prevent it. Don't abuse alcohol. Don't smoke. So here's what they said. So vitamins have a larger role in halting brain decline. The role for folate and related B vitamins in slowing down the decline in brain function is very much underestimated, as is their role also in age-related depression, according to a review of human clinical trials. The team of researchers from the University of Ulster believe that together, these B vitamins may form effective nutrition strategies that could reduce the risk of cognitive decline and mental disorders, such as depression, and improve quality of life for the elderly. In addition, depression is a leading cause of disability, currently costing in the UK, because this is Ulster, so that's, you know, Northern Ireland. In the UK alone, treating depression costs almost $8 billion annually. So they're saying that in older people, taking a multivitamin helps prevent mental decline, and depression. That's important because major depressive disorder usually accompanies aging. And look at me, I'm 64. I'm an incurable optimist. I'm really happy. I get up every morning and I want to hug the universe. I want to shout at the universe, let them know that I'm here. Always do that. Always fight the universe. Here's another one. Daily consumption of a multivitamin boosts mood, energy levels. It's from the University of Melbourne and Swinburne University of Technology, both in Australia. They found that the B vitamins, especially in vitamin C, super energized the brain. That's what they found. And that's in both men and women. By the way, there's about 10 studies that taking a multivitamin energizes the brain in men, women, and elderly people. So here's listen to this. This is Northumbria University. Northumbria University is a great academic research institution. It's in the UK. It's in England. As a Dr. David Kennedy, he's a biological psychologist. He's a professor of biological psychology, which is really cool. I'd love to do something like that. Multivitamins contain a full range of water-soluble vitamins, including the B vitamins and vitamin C. And it contributes to boosting brain power. Now, this is the biological psychologist saying this. The function of the brain is entirely dependent on an adequate supply of water-soluble vitamins. Okay, let me stop right there and interject something. Water-soluble vitamins have to be replaced every day. Just because you have enough B vitamins and vitamin C today doesn't indicate you're going to have enough tomorrow. So taking a multivitamin is insurance that your brain is going to get adequate fuel from vitamin C and B vitamins. So let's keep on going. I'll read that line again, because that's key. The functioning of the brain is entirely dependent on an adequate daily supply of water-soluble vitamins, most of which are actively transported into the brain and concentrated in your brain tissue. Vitamin C is particularly concentrated in the most metabolically active tissue of the brain. Now, Dr. Kennedy, he's not just a biological psychologist. He's the director of the Brain Performance and Nutrition Research Center at British University. So let's read the study. And research that measured the changes in body metabolism of 100 healthy ladies aged 25 to 50 over 8 weeks, Kennedy discovered that the intake of multivitamins improved brain function, psychological function, and cerebral blood flow. And another experiment he conducted, proving the correlation between multivitamins and mental performance, 210 healthy men. Okay, so the first study was 100 healthy women between the age of 25 to 50, and the multivitamins improved brain power. Now, this is 210 healthy men between the age of 30 to 55, and giving a multivitamin improved general health, feelings of wellness, mood, and mental performance. I'm telling you, these things contribute to brain wellness. But there's another thing you have to worry about, pollution. Pollution's a killer. They found that in older people, pollution contributes to dementia. And I'll explain what kind of pollution in a minute. They found that in the general population, inhaling pollution, we're talking about inhaled pollution, contributes to a decline in kidney function and even kidney failure. Fat infiltrating the liver, leading to fatty hepatitis. Loss of brain function, inflammation of the heart and heart attacks and strokes. Lung cancer and emphysema and lung diseases. This is what they're finding with pollution. The pollution I'm talking about is called fine particulate matter. It's very tiny molecules. They come out of like the power plants, you know, like the National Grid. They come out of car exhaust and bus exhaust and truck exhaust. They come out of those oil burners and those really big apartment buildings in Brooklyn and Manhattan. So if you live near a major artery like Northern Boulevard, Jamaica Avenue, Flatbush Avenue, 3rd Avenue in Manhattan, Broadway, anything like that, 34th Street, you're breathing this stuff in all the time. You might not smell it anymore because you're used to it because you're breathing it in all day long. And that's another thing. When you're in a polluted environment, you're breathing in these bad things 24/7. You're breathing these in around the clock, even while you're sleeping. These little particles are very easily absorbed from the lungs into your bloodstream, and they're dissolved in the bloodstream, and they travel all around the body. So their effects on the kidneys and on the liver and on your heart and on your lungs and on your brain is real. and their effects on inflaming your entire body is real. They found that B vitamins strongly reverse the impact these fine particles have on your heart. It's Columbia University. Okay, it's Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health. They found that healthy non-smokers who were exposed to pollution, who took B vitamin supplements, narrowly reversed any of the bad effects on the heart and the immune system, weakening the effects of air pollution on the heart rate by 150%, on the total white blood count by 139%, and on the lymphocyte count by 106%. Now, that's really important. It's in the Journal Scientific Reports. The lymphocytes are really important because they're what fight cancer. The white blood cells, the neutrophils, well, they fight flu and cold viruses along with the lymphocytes. It's really important. So simply getting B vitamins, according to Columbia University, the Mailman School of Public Health, was preventing that pollution that you're inhaling right now. You're sitting outside on 3rd Avenue having brunch, preventing that pollution from damaging your heart and your immune system. That's very cool. Pollution has been connected to about 4 million premature deaths every year worldwide. And these fine particles, they trigger myocardial infarction. They trigger heart attacks at the current pollution levels. Pollution levels that you're told are safe by the federal government and by governments throughout the world. So let's read a little more about how multivitamins protect you. And they become more and more important as you grow older, or if you're diabetic, or if you have a metabolic disease. In the year 1999, there was a Dutch study, just short of 5,000 people. The people were aged 55 to 95. Just taking a multivitamin in older people reduced the risk of a massive heart attack by 45%. Okay, in older people, it's really becoming important to take a multivitamin in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. It's unbelievably important. In older people, 55 to 95, simply taking a multivitamin cut the risk of a heart attack by 45%. Now, in July 2009, that's 10 years later, it was a study of almost 78,000 people between the age of 50 to 76. Long-term consumption of a multivitamin decreased the risk of dying from heart disease by 16%. Now, that might not sound like much. Heart disease kills millions of people, like 10 million people worldwide every year. Reducing the risk of dying from heart disease by 16% simply by taking a multivitamin that also keeps the brain healthy, that's going to keep like a couple of million people alive. But increased intake of vitamin E along with the multivitamin decreased the risk of dying from heart disease by 28%. Now you're talking about the Invite multivitamins, because we have a form of vitamin E that's really protective for the brain, the heart, the liver, and the kidneys, called tocotrienol in our multivitamin. So let's read you another study. In 2014, not very long ago, 4 years ago, in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, that's a great journal. That's the American College of Nutrition. That's their journal. They published a study, newly released from the Karolinska Institute. Simply taking a multivitamin over time protected women from heart attacks. It was over 30,000 women. They were aged 49 to 83. So at the end of the study, they were pretty elderly. And women with healthy hearts, there was almost a 30% drop in the risk of a heart attack. I mean, this is powerful. Now, the Physician's Health Study. The Physician's Health Study, too. We're over 10 years into that study. It's like thousands of men who are medical doctors in the United States. A 44% reduction in the risk of dying from a stroke or heart attack in men with heart disease. And your medical doctor, if your medical doctor has heart disease, if they take a multivitamin, they have a 44% reduction in the risk of dying from a stroke or heart attack. Okay, I'll take that, okay? Now, here's the Physician's Health Study, the original one. We're 20 years into that. It's 19,000 men who are medical doctors in the United States. Using a multivitamin led to a 44% reduction in the risk of a major cardiovascular event in older men. This is Harvard School of Public Health, Brigham and Women's Hospital, and the Karolinska Institute. So don't tell me multivitamins don't keep you alive. And there's more. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. 8989. Okay, welcome back. Pharmacist, nutritionist Jerry Hickey. This report just came out. It's an 11-year study published in Journal of the American Medical Association. These are almost 14,000 medical doctors in the United States, part of Physicians Health Study 2. Taking vitamin with a significant amount of vitamin B6 strongly reduced the risk of a heart attack. And also reduce the risk of cardiovascular mortality. So don't tell me multivitamins don't keep you alive. When you're older, they help prevent a heart attack and stroke. Really important. Now, here's JAMA, Physicians Health Study 2, more data. It's over 14,600 men who are medical doctors in the United States. Simply taking a multivitamin would cut the incidence of cancer in men in America. 130,000 fewer men would be diagnosed with cancer every year simply taking a multivitamin. And it also powerfully reduced the risk of a cataract. It really had a significant impact. I mean, cataracts are very common eye diseases. Now, we have the Invite for Men, and it has a built-in prostate formula. There's maca. Maca is great for energy. It's great for a swollen prostate and the symptoms. There's quercetin. Quercetin is a flavonoid that's been shown to reduce the risk of prostatitis. There's black cumin seed and beta-sitosterol for the symptoms of a swollen prostate. But there's some very, very protective exotic stuff in here. There's a mineral called boron. Boron is an anti-cancer mineral. Boron is needed to prevent and treat bone loss. That's why I put boron in the Invite for Men and the Invite for Women. Boron powerfully builds bone and protects your bone. But boron slashes the risk of prostate cancer in men and cuts the risk of breast cancer in women. So I made sure there was enough boron in the Invite for Men and the Invite for Women. Most multivitamins have an insignificant amount of boron. You need about 3 milligrams a day. Now, most people are eating vegetables, so they're getting some boron. So in the Invite for Women, to help protect your breast tissue, ladies, to lower the risk of breast cancer to some degree, and also help protect your bones and help you build bones, I put 2 milligrams of boron. And the Invite for Men, 2 milligrams of boron, because it slashes the risk of prostate cancer. I also, for the prostate, put lycopene in the Invite for Men. There's lycopene in the Invite for Women, too. And men, lycopene prevents your prostate from getting larger and lowers your risk of prostate cancer. And how much tomato sauce, it's the red stuff in tomato sauce, how much tomato sauce would you need every day to match the amount of lycopene in the Invite for Men? You'd need a bowl of tomato sauce. So in the Invite for Men, there are nutrients that help lower the risk of prostate cancer. There's tocotrienol version of vitamin E. There's boron, and there's lycopene. There's also about, you're never going to get this much lutein from your diet. Most adults get 2.5 milligrams of lutein from their diet, even when they eat a lot of vegetables and egg yolks and things, and pistachio nuts. That's where you get lutein. Lutein is essential for protecting your brain and your memory, for protecting your eyes, and for protecting your hearing. We have 6 milligrams of natural lutein that's been used in human clinical trials in this product. You could not eat enough fruits and vegetables and pistachio nuts and egg yolks to get this much lutein. It can never happen. So for the Invite for Men, you're getting the boron and the lycopene and the tocotrienol to lower the risk of prostate cancer. You're getting the lycopene and the beta-sitosterol and the quercetin and the black cumin seed and the maca, I mean, to help with prostate symptoms. This has a built-in prostate formula. It has a built-in prostate formula. Let me read you a couple of letters. This is the Invite for Men. So if you're going to take a multi, you're not going to get a better multi than this. You're not going to get a better multi than this. Here's Stanton. That's a cool name. He's in Jamaica. I'm on your Invite for Men for 6 months now. I'm getting more restful sleep. In the daytime, I have more energy. It even helps with my trips to the bathroom at night due to my enlarged prostate. I told you, there's a built-in prostate formula in the Invite for Men. Here's Joe in Amityville, New York. Your Invite multi for men helps my general health throughout the year, my circulation, my energy, and my immunity. Okay, good. Here's Warren in Great Neck. Your Invite for Men, I've been on it for 1 year. It's cutting edge. Wow, it's hard to read. Oh, general improvement in all facets of my health. Just simply a great product all year round. It provides me with my daily boost I need to help me get through my work day. Okay, so energy. Tyrone in the Bronx. This is the best multi I have ever used. I have long-lasting energy during the day, and I'm sleeping better at night. That's the Invite for Men. Here's Jerry in Laurel, Delaware. He's on our green tea extract and our Invite for Men. I had colon surgery 2 years ago. My bowels were in serious trouble. They were filled with infections. After my surgery, I was catching every cold or flu infection that came my way. My sister-in-law told me about your product, the Invite for Men. I've used it now for 2 years. I have never felt better. No colds. I don't need the flu shot. No over-the-counter medication. Your product works. There you go, the Invite for Men. Now, what about the Invite for Women? Same deal. We have diindolomethane. You'd have to eat a head of cabbage to get this much diindolomethane. Diindolomethane helps protect you from the viruses that cause cervical dysplasia that give you a bad pap smear, human papillomaviruses. It helps protect your breast tissue, your vulva, your uterus, your endometrial tissue, your ovaries. It also doesn't like herpes viruses, so there's DIM in there for breast health. There's purple cornflower for your vision, for your arteries and good circulation, for your skin. There's collagen for your hair, your skin, and your nails. And there's a little bit of gentle iron. It doesn't cause constipation. It doesn't cause nausea. It's incredibly well absorbed. It's gentle iron. Women who lack iron, they go to the gym and they want to ride a bike to lose fat and get energy, and they don't have the stamina. You need the iron for muscle stamina and energy and endurance, and for your immune system, and for your brain energy. But I got to tell you something. We have that lycopene in there. And it'd be a big bowl of tomato sauce to get this much natural lycopene. And this is the lycopene used in human clinical trials. I'm just going to read you the name of the study and the journal. High intake of lycopene linked to healthy blood vessels in women. Journal Atherosclerosis. Carotenoids, especially the tomato carotenoid lycopene, are linked to fewer hip fractures. It's from Tufts University. And Hebrew Senior Life up in Boston and Boston University. It's a 17-year study. Lycopene was strongly reducing the number of hip fractures. It's in the Journal of Bone and Minerals Research. Here's another one. Consuming lycopene is good for the skin. These are British researchers. We have enough lutein and zeaxanthin to reduce your risk of going blind from macular degeneration. I said reduce your risk and reduce the risk of developing cataracts. And lutein and zeaxanthin are great for feeding your brain and protecting your memory, and they're great for protecting your hearing. I mean, it helps you with glare. It helps you see at night so you don't trip over something and break your hip. There's enough B vitamins for your memory. I mean, these are great multis. Let me read you some of the letters from ladies on the Invite for Women, and I'm just about out of time. Here's Joan. I've been on your Invite for Women for 6 months. I have used this product before and believe that it helps to boost my energy level. When I don't use it, I notice a definite decline in my energy. Here's Nisia in Laurelton. I really like your Invite for Women. It makes me feel good and very energetic. I don't have a bad reaction to it like I've experienced with other brands of vitamins. I love the fact that your multi contains 30 milligrams of CoQ10 and high potency B vitamins. Also, I like the fact that it contains DIM for my breast health. Here's Catherine in West Hempstead. I've been on your Invite for Women for 1 month. It renewed my strength and energy. I feel the difference when I do not take it. Now I'm passing it on to my family members and friends. Oh. The N-Vite for Men is on special. One pack a day with breakfast. Very clean stuff. Non-GMO. Really high quality. The N-Vite for Women. Same deal. Non-GMO. Very high quality. The Ubiquinol to give you energy for your heart, for your brain, for physical performance. I put bone food powder on special too, but I don't even have time to speak about it. Hey, thanks for listening. God bless. Talk to you again soon. Have a good day, everybody. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989.